Chofa Man Aleph, Rashi Diva Maskel Mafartoi, which is seventh narrow line down from the top. Mafartoi is a sutra, this is the head covering, the person with the head. So it fell off, so Rabbi Yonasan Ben Elazar said to Meir, I feel as that Torah, even if the even if the person who gave it to him was Tor, come in a forest time, more explains the reason is Chazaka Ainar the Mishamer Mashbiat Chaveri. One person does not take responsibility to be Shemer, that he does not do Shmira and that which is by somebody else. He's not being careful while the other person has it. The person who picked it up wasn't being careful. He says to himself, the other fellow asked for it. He doesn't know what I am. So apparently, he doesn't care. So why should I care if he doesn't care? He didn't ask me if I'm Torah beforehand. And for those which are careful, the Prushim, which are careful when it comes to Tahara, so Hesachadas, when there's a lapse of focus, also is considered automatically Tumah. He mixed up the clothing. He thought he was getting his weekday clothing, got his Shabbos clothing. So we said the law is that, again, that's considered it's benitmo, it's tome. So the more assuming right now what it means is really Meshamar Hadabar Bechesh Shudabar Zeh, Menimsa Shudabar Acher. And a shomer, if I'm watching something, assuming that it's A, and it turns out that really it's B, that's not a good shmira, because I wasn't being shomer for what it is. And the more asked the question from the case of paskitim and pasarim, that it's tahara milatame. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said back. So the more then said, well, then why is it a Sur Melecho? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hod Parach the Eim Sefer. That what you asked. What about the Sefer? A Sur Melecho, which would indicate that you're right, that it does become Tamei. Lo Mesayei Elei Midi. That's not going to help you, because the case was Bemer Shemartia Midabra Hamatama, but Midabra Poisla. I was watching it only for certain levels of tumah, but mamash and mishamra, but that which he was watching, we see havishmir also shmir. It works. Even though it's not what you thought it was wine. It really was oil, and it still worked. Some more says, does such a half shmira work? The more says yes, because we have a case of. A sal shaltanim al ksefa. He has a basket of figs on his shoulder. Magreva b'secha kli barzel hu shikar vadil. It's a kli made out of metal, referred to as a vadil. Shikarfed by Afer Akira. He would scoop up the ashes out of the kira. Vegam avdilim by tainim hamudbokim zibazu. You would also use it to. Separate out the figs are very gooey and sticky. They would stick to each other. We use it to like chop them apart. So the loch is that he was aware of the cell not working. The magrefa, the cell is tor. The magrefa is tamei.
He was aware of the cell not what?
Not the magrefa. So the Mor says. Why doesn't the Kli Magrefa make the Tainim Tzimeya? Case was, I was watching it from things which will be Matamit and not from things which will be Poisavit. Hamatamit, And those in lo tuma lo tamecher, the things which make it tame in love, they can make something else tame. Those things he was shemer from. He wasn't shemer from things which are poisu. Well, he shtamish bo taharis the chesila, which would prevent it. In itself is not usable, but it's not going to make other things tame, so you can't use it for taharis.
Inami.
So what's if it can't make it something else tame? So even if itself is possible, but what's an afkamina? So first, what's there for what? It's not going to make anything else tame. So Rashi says even so, a kli in itself is not acceptable. It's itself is possible. You're not supposed to use it for taharas, even though it can't be matama the taharas. Inami. Nafkamina, or the difference would be lechol hadavik ba shupasa ba'achila. Wherever it was attached to the magreifa, the same way you weren't shermer the magreifa, you weren't shermer the food attached to the magreifa. So that food would become pasul. Become akim imnogat b'taris ain't a paslosim, but if it would touch taris, it wouldn't make them tame because if he was shermer, then it wouldn't make other things tummy. Alma ikan etirusa lepalga. We see that that's a valid type of shmira, where he's watching out that it can't be on top of something else, but in itself it could potentially become not usable. Therefore, b'chia gavna nami b'tarta masnis and deliel umasakni. Therefore, the Mishnah, which you quoted, the case of the Bechesed Shuyai and the Bryson, assuming it was wine, really it was Shemin, would be understood like this, and therefore it's a proper Bryson, and therefore Kasha, Hatakhtani, Botahar, Melatame. So, but you thought it was a wrong thing, so according to what we were saying before, if you thought it was the wrong thing, it should be totally Tame. So that's one question. Furthermore, we have a second question that brings a brisa with a woman who came to Rabbi Shmuel. She said, "Arakti b'tahar yedasani shemishos shenerik b'gimel l'gimel." Etzbos shenira l'tum. I know from the time where it got 3x3 etzbos, which is the size which allows it to accept tuma. I know from that point onwards, l'noga b'tuma, no tuma touched it. But Makomakam Lahoyim believe in the Shemar had no specific intent to do Shmira. So Rabbi Shmuel asked her question. But Dinkos Ha'ab Lahoyim believe Eich the Shemar Shemar Ira Bo Kach Bo Kach on his heart. So he says, well, maybe this happened, maybe that happened. She said, oh yeah, that happened. What was the case? Moshe Imi Bechavol, a woman was a Nida Shekosher Bo Achavol Bekli Ariga Shemar Hisitosu. She tied the rope which holds the Kli Ariga. We picture a treadle loom. Now, I'm not sure exactly where the chevel is in a treadle loom, but there were other types of looms. There was looms which used to were vertical. There's a vertical loom. You have one cross beam over here, one cross beam over here, and you would like this, so that hung. So maybe somewhere this woman was helping her, I guess, attach and detach. So maybe she was massed it. She caused it to move. Then there's a second story. She came with the same. The woman came with the same type of situation. She said she knows that it's Torah. And Rishmol asked her questions. So she said one of the threads snapped. Before I did any weaving at all, just setting it up, one of the threads snapped. And I tied it up. So I said, really, at that point in time, it doesn't accept tumma. But in his heart, I wasn't careful with it because it doesn't accept tumma. Well, you see, tumula, the nira. See, at that point in time, it wasn't tumula. I was still a nira. Then when she afterwards wove three etzbos, she went to the mikvah, she started weaving. And she wove three etzbos, and then haroik lach, so that the spit is still moist. Haroik hanida is avatumahu. The spit of a woman who's anida is an avatumah, it can be metama begotim.
How wide is this? Being woven. I mean, before we used to talk about 3-on-3.
Right.
We could have 3-on, who knows how many.
Right, correct.
Well, you still need 3 on how many.
You still need 3 of them.
So there's a minimum in both directions. It's not a.
Right.
Okay.
You still need 3.
Three, it's called a different distance.
You don't say since 3x3 works, so maybe one by nine, which should also work. That way, that's not true.
Okay. And thread, I guess, by itself is not metama.
Correct.
No matter what quantity.
Right. It's not considered a kli yet in the Kabbalah Tuma. The only place where it is makabel tuma is once it's set up on the loom, it can get tuma saras. No, the tuma get tuma saras. Kach nirbeinai, Rashi. That's how I understand the case. Rabbi Yosef Meforshim that the Meribeim had a different shot. Log the same lines. Rishul b'tzidoros. Am ha'aretz, and Matamalo calls Manchi Lacha. Tzinoros actually means the spit of the Am ha'aretz, which also could be Matama as long as it is Lacha, because we recursion that maybe they have a din of Anita. Rashi says, so we're worried that maybe that happened. She wasn't Shemarit. Maybe somebody, one of the workers there, one of the people was talking, and something liquid flew out of their mouth and touched it. As she says, "In Yomar Kerchuk Ishazu Chaver Ha'Yisa." The case, this woman was a chaver. Dila Chaver Ha'Yisa. Mi Asya Kamei Rabbonin Lishol Al Taharis. First of all, was she becoming and asking questions? One void. If she wasn't a chavera, he may have not the memory of Raktia, but Tahara. So if she was a chavera, she knew that that's a problem, and that much she's saying. Well, she wasn't the source of the problem. Maybe somebody else passed by. In the case pasha, she knew there was nobody else which was there. So that's what Rashi defines his verse. His Rebbeim is pshat difficult. Tani Mias, either way, it says believer the Sherman Tor. From Acha Kavanas Shmira, hein the worm. The fact that you had intent for Shmira is sufficient. You don't have to be involved in knowing what exactly is the item. So Morris says, I can answer that the case where. The Reloz of Rebbe Tzadik's case. My mind's blanking. There was the two women which they got their kele mixed up. We can answer. Each one thought the other one was an Amoritz. The case of the kele of Shabbos, keeping the kele of Shabbos, over the Hushim Ritvei. This is a Sheol Shochol. Normally, the way you would do Shmir on kele of Shabbos was. Level X, this person thought it was a weekday clothing, and therefore he only did. So Asta Daita Mishmir Ma'ayisa Shahi Rogol Hashemim. He didn't do that level X because he didn't think it was a Shabbos clothing. Okay, and Reliba the Shemim Dami. So we deal with it as if he didn't have Das for Shmir. But the more said, but the case where he asked in the past into him, what's the problem? So the more answered the Chazaka, and the Mishmir Mashabiyad Chaber. So the more of Veloy. Is that true that a person is not Shemar Mashabiyat Chaber? So Hatanya, So he had his workers, the chamora, his mule drivers, donkey drivers, and the pile of his workers, which were Amay Oritz, and he had produced some which is Torah, and now they were holding on to it. Even he's more than a mil away. To Harosh, they remain Torah. Because it's Torah, because they're not going to do anything. He told them, don't touch. They're not going to touch, because any moment he's going to pop in, they don't know when he's going to pop in. But if he told them, don't worry, I'm coming later, once he loses sight of them, Taharosh of Tomei is through Tomei. But meanwhile, it says that as long as they're expecting him to come, he can be sure what's beyond Chavera. Now, there's a Gears in the Gemara, Maisha Resha Umaisha Seifa. Rashi says that's not part of the. You know, the Resha and Sefer are fine. We understand the difference in Resha and Sefer. If your Gerset, Rashi says, if Rashi suggests to take it out, he says, if you are Gerset, it's all part of the Kasha, what we were saying before. It's not an internal question in the Brice. It's saying, but if you tell me a person is not Shemer, Mashiach, Rebeiro, it's the same way the Sefer they're telling me. And the Resha also, they should be telling me. Because of Ein Adam Hashem Mavashiyad Chaveru, so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka that Reisha b'Matar Chamora b'Poyel of the Kach. The case is he was Matar of them, so he can't. Normally, you can't be Shem Mavashiyad Chaveru, but they have it, and they're even if they touch it, he went through the process of being Matar of these Amoratsim. So Mora says. Yehaki Sefer Nam. So the Mor said, well, if that's true, then Sefer also then should be Torah. Mor answered, Ena Mor Tzmak Vedal Maka Chaveru. So this worker is walking down the street. His owner, the one who hired him, his employer, the retirement, etc. He meets his friend, gives him a big hug. And meanwhile, the friends who's begun him are Tomei. As Matama him again, and they were sort of back to square one. So he's not Makbid, the Amaga Chaveru. Morris is very nice. Yelchib Reshanami. So the Resh also should be Tomei if he's not Makbid Amaga Chaveru. Morris says, Bodlam Derech HaKalsoin. They know they're not supposed to touch anybody else. There's not Makbid on it. So if they think that he could pop at any moment, he can come in through a crooked path, which means a side path, which means he'll catch up with them any moment. They're scared. So they also should be scared. More answers, no. Kim Darmalu, he said, he told them, they feel confident that they have some time to give their friend the bear hug. So, Rashi.
If the driver
they
had no idea
what was in the load, make much of a difference. I don't think so. We're not worried that the person will intentionally go and create tumor. Just his level of care, etc., is minimal. He's not so familiar. Okay. Kamar Parlo Ame Horitz, Takrashi, Tap Rashi. So Tunantaris. Yain Bakhabi Shalkharis. So the containers are earthenware, so there's no tumor from the outside on them. Heyman and Nogun Besekhan, they're not gonna touch inside. Kukharis Ainamatama Megal, but Kukharis doesn't accept tumor from outside. Taharos of Taharos. We're not worried about maybe they touched. The Kiman Lohidion Shumafli. He didn't tell them he's gonna be far away. Kloshait the Sabri, they think at any moment, Hashdos, he's coming right now. You see, you could be sharmer it. So the Mora says that Maisha Resha Masha Zayim Rashi says that Logosinale, that's not proper text. We understand the difference in the Resha and the Seif. If you would put it in the text, Halki Berush, this is how you explain it. Quote, and if that would be true, that then you can't be sure what's all about on the person, so the ratio should also be tummy. So Maisha Resha Masha Zayim, what's the difference? There might be different reasons why it's tummy, but in my sense, it's tummy. The reason for matar to come more of a part of the kach, he did matar them. Loyalam ain't on the mashamar mashri achaber. You can't be careful. But vahani or you're not careful. But vahani ain't on srichan shimer. But we don't need to. Dinami noga, because even if some words would touch, loyich maslu, we're not worried about it. The mishitvila on the kach askin. The case was he had processed them and matar them before him. Says, because it can come suddenly, therefore, Kalsin in a side path, Shavino, that they wouldn't be aware of, they're scared of him. They're not going to do anything improper because they're scared. Okay. Hadalok and Dershin, Zakti Mishnah. So we're continuing this discussion of Hilvus Tum and Tahara. And we discussed in the last Mishnah that there are different levels of shmira, etc. Let me say what is valid for truma is not considered tor when it comes to kachim. So now we're going to make a list of areas where we find that the lochas of tahara, tuma and tahara, are more stringent when it comes to kachim than when it comes to truma. Chumra by kodesh mi betruma. There are cases, the chumras that Kodesh has over truma. So number one, Shematvil and Kelim Besar Kelim the truma abalor the Kodesh. We allow a person who has Kelim which are tame, more than one kli, you put them in the mikvah, and even if they're one's inside the other, so the Tvila works for both for truma purposes, but not for Kodesh purposes. Okay. Second halacha. Akurayim v'toichu beis hatzvita litruma or bitruma, but I think this one gives a litruma. Okay, bitruma. Bitruma abaloi b'kodesh. It applies these halacha b'akurayim v'toichu beis hatzvita or beis hatzvia applies to truma, not to kodesh. What's this halacha? Minaraisa. Mashka can't make a kli tame. Mirabonan Chazar Masakan that Mashka can make a kli tame. But they're Masakan, that since it's Rabbonan, that if the Mashka will touch the outside of the kli, instead of making the inside of the kli tame, also only the outside of the kli will be tame. So it'll be that which doesn't exist at the right level, such as it does not exist, where only part of the kli is either the kli is tamei or kli is tor. They're masakin. The people should realize this is the terbona de ketuma that will put the tumah only on the achurayim, only on the outside. Now it's only the geya to now, and we also said that, so that's achurayim b'tayich. We deal with the outside and the inside is two separate kalim. Basit zvita was a place where they would, it was like a handle type of thing, and we deal with the handle. Literally, it's a place where you would put a place you could put your finger in to hold it. There's actually one gear to the mission. Basit zvia, and the root of the word is from etzba. So it's a place to put your finger in and hold it, and we dealt with that like a third area. So if the Acharayim was Tomei, the Beis HaTzvita would remain Tor, the Beis HaTzvita is Tomei, the Acharayim would remain Tor, etc. So it comes to Tshuma, we deal with it as three separate entities, and we deal with the Tshuma of one doesn't affect the other. But not by Kurdish. By Kurdish, any part of the Kli becomes Tami, the whole Kli is Tami. Okay. Okay. Third point. Noisa Esa Medris, Noisa Esa Tshuma, Abaloyasa Kurdish. If you have something which has a Tumas Medris, it's not a Mishka B'Moshe. So Rashi says, the shoe that Azov wore. So that shoe is Tomei. But it doesn't make the person Tomei. So the person could be carrying the shoe in one hand and holding a container which has Shuma in it the other hand. For Shuma. Abaloi is a Kurdish, not by Kurdish. Big day earthly Shuma medras the Kurdish. Then the fourth point is we had in the last Mishnah that what's considered Torah for Shuma purposes, this is the beginning of the earthly Shuma, which is Torah, is considered Tomei when it comes to Kurdish. Okay. Next one. Loike midas a kodesh, midas a tshuma. We deal with kodesh and tshuma differently. How so? Sheba kodesh, if you have a beggar which is tomei, so, and part of the beggar is that there's knots in the beggar. You know, that's what holds it together. So even though normally a knot is a problem of a chatzitza because the water doesn't get into all the areas which are inside of the knot. They're not. If this is part of the regular beggar that it comes tied, that's not considered a chatzitza. That's how the beggar comes. By Kurdish Allah is matter. You have to untie it. Umana gave, and then if anything is wet over there, we require you to first remove any moisture, and then umatzel. Then you could be tovel it, and then afterwards you take it out and you retie it.
Why do you have to dry it?
We're going to deal with the water which is there, or the liquid which is there, as a potential chatzitza, and it's because there's something there already. So we'll, the chumrah of Kurdish will deal with it as if it's a chatzitz. Okay, but by truma, not only do you not have to untie it, but kosher v'hakach matzah, you're allowed to go lechatzitz even if it has not been tied yet. You're allowed to go tie it if that's how it normally functions.
If you untied it, it wasn't wet, it wouldn't be dry.
Correct. You can tie it and then be tovel. Well, there's two separate issues. There's one, the tying and untying issue. The second issue is the drying issue. It's two separate, it's two independent requirements. Kelim and Igmar Mitzhar, a person processed Kelim. And they're careful from the point in time where they were a kli in the process of being made is not makabel tuma. When it gets the gemara, it can accept tuma. So from the gemara of the kli, it was nigmar b'tahara, which means in the point in time where it can accept tuma, he was careful to make sure it doesn't become tuma. So he knows that the body that's tor still tshicha tefila the kodesh avol the tshuma. Before you use it for kodesh, you have to tovel. Correct. Okay. Lost count over here. The next difference. A kli mitzar of mashu b'soichai l'kodesh avodah l'tshuva. So we know that we count by tumah, we count So there's Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Rabbi. So if I have a container, there's four apples in the container, there's four kernels of wheat in the container, and the Tumah touches kernel number one. Kernel number one is a Rishon. The one that the kernel number one touches will become a Sheni. And the next one will become a Shlishi, and the next one will become a Rabbi. We don't look at the all the items in the Kli as one unit for Truma. The Vaikadosh we do. A Kli Mitzarf Masha Besoicha, the Kli connects everything which is inside of it, the Kaddish. And therefore, if Truma touches there, everything in the whole inside the whole Kli is considered that was touched. So the whole thing is Tomei. I will love the Truma, not by Truma.
In yesterday's example, we're talking about the head. And using a handkerchief or something as a katsitsa between the person picking up the hat and the hat. Wouldn't we have this issue that the hat's a rishon, the thing is a sheni, and the person?
Well, that's true, but a kli, yes, a handkerchief is a kli, is not a kabbatuma from a rishon.
So then the hat would have to be an
off, maybe to an off in some manner. Right. Which basically very rarely would have a din. I mean, right, in the case of an amoris, we gave a din because maybe we deal with it as if Easter Nida sat on it one time.
Or the guy could be tired and sweats on
it. Tommy Mace would be another case. Possibly. Harib Kaddish Pasul Vashlishi Truma can't go beyond the Shlishi. So if you have a Truma which is Shlishi touches other Truma, it doesn't become Tummy at all. There's no Din Ravi by Truma, but there's Din Ravi by Kaddish. Uba Truma in it Bisachas Yarov Taberta Tahara. He's Matara's hands, and then one of them became Tame. That one which is Tame is Tame. The other one is still Torah. But Bekodesh, which we said, the loch of Bekodesh, there's a loch of Tevila, not Netila. Loch is Matl Shteim. You have to be Tevila both of them. Yad B'tama is Chaber to Bekodesh, Abolo B'shuma. One hand being tummy impacts the other one. Oichlin the Gubim be a dime Messiah voice be Chuma Bala be Kurdish. If you have liquid which has never become, start over again. If you have a solid food which has never become wet. The halacha is that if it's never become wet, since it's been detached from the ground, it's not mukshar to accept tuma. So even if it's not mukshar, it's not royal to accept tuma. And therefore, even those hands are mesayavos, his hands are considered tame. So literally, mesayavos means dirty, it means over here means tame, hands which have not been washed for tuma purposes. So the hands are shniyos. He can eat this food with his hands and his shniyas because he can't make it anything because they're not mokshar to mekabel tumah. They can't accept tumah. The pasuk says, and for foodstuffs to accept tumah, they have to have had one point in time that they've had water on them. Birotzen.
And it's just that area that was wet that can be mekabel tumah. The whole fruit. In other words, while he's eating it bite after bite.
Roik is not makshir. Sure.
And fruit juice also does not.
Also, on the Zion Mashkin.
Fruit juice. But that's the grapes, I guess.
Grapes might be a problem, yeah. Right. Ha'ayin ram umachusi kipurim tzvichim tvil of the Kaddish, I will have the chum. That a person who's an ayinan. So that, but he has not Rashi points out, he did not actually become tamei lemesoi. So the only problem here is the fact that he's an oinon. So loch is an oinon, can't eat kodshim. He's allowed to eat truma. Machusik kippurim is not allowed to eat kodesh, but he's allowed to eat truma. So those are chumras that you have by kodshim over truma. Machusik kippurim is that we know that in the process of tahara, person becomes tamei, so goes to the mikvah. As soon as he goes to the mikvah, he's tor for chulin purposes. He's tor for ma'aser sheni purposes, but he can't eat truma until the sun sets. Truma requires a bar shemis with toher. The shemis has to come in also. The shemis has to set. The sun has to set before he can eat truma. Okay, now the Torah added by a certain temeyim, not by all of them, a certain temeyim that they also have to bring a korban at the end of their Torah process. A zov, a zova, a mitzara, mitzaras, your lettuce, all these people have to bring a korban also. Until they bring the korban, they're called mechusik kippurim. They have not received their full kapora, their full... They didn't do an avera necessarily, but you know the process of cleansing has not been completed. So the halacha is that they can't eat kachim until they bring the korban. That's called a mechusik kippurim. So person mechusik kippurim, so obviously can't eat kodesh. So now he brings the korban. So chazar mechayev him another tevila before he can eat kachim, because since he's not roidy kachim, we say he's masiach das. For tahara purposes of himself, because he can't catch him anyway. So Mechayev and Matvila, even though he's being sharing himself for truma, because he can eat truma, we don't accept the shmira level of truma as a valid shmira level, and therefore, visiting kachim, he's considered like he's a tame, so he needs tvila before he eats kachim. That doesn't apply to truma. Okay.
Since we don't differentiate between Zava and Nida at this time, did they differentiate between Zava and Nida at the time of the Gemara?
Yeah.
So we're going to have to go back to doing that.
Because only a Zava is Chayav Korban.
Exactly.
Yeah. Chayav Kodesh with a Truma. Shematil and Klebis are clear Shishnaim in the case of Shishnaim Tameim, in the case of both Kalim or Tomei, so you can tell about both of them together. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Avalai the Kurdish. The Gemara Mepharash Tam, the Morsi says why you can't be tabled the two together be Kurdish. Achorai Mateichu based at Tzvita of the Chumar. Clear royally Shtamish Besechai Umiachurav. Now Rashi says that this halacha we deal with each section differently is only if they have potential usages independently of each other. So Echarayim is not necessarily the outside. Rashi says it's more like if you picture your kiddush cup, which has a stand,
a stem like, right?
So it usually has like a concave bottom. You could theoretically turn around and drink out of it, right? So theoretically, I could use that outside section independent of the inside section. So we deal with it as a separate cleat. That's the case of Mechurav. But basically, Tosoi, which is the place where you can put your finger in to hold it, also apparently would have a base. It has this notch to hold it. You could use that to hold something there. Each area which can be used is a separate cleave. If one becomes tamei, then the other one doesn't. But it's not automatically tamei. The Mishnah says this halacha that we deal with each section separately is only by tumas d'rabbanan, not by tumas d'reis. So if a sheretz touches the cleave anywhere, the cleave, the whole thing is tamei. That's Tumah D'Oraisa. But Tumah D'Rabbanan, we deal with them separately for Tumah B'Lo D'Kadosh. She Nitma Echad Mehen Kulay Tameh L'Kadosh. If one is tame, they're all tame. And there says a medrash, Minol Shazav, he's carrying the shoe of a zav. There says a truma, the chavis shenageh bavira. It's only acceptable if he's carrying it in a kli, which is cheris. So touching the outside of the kli doesn't generate any tumor, and he's not sticking his hand inside, because he's going to become tame from holding the minhag shel zav. Well, that's the kodesh. The Gemara Farish time, the verse is why. What's the problem with that? And some more later on of base. Look at minhag kodesh b'chatzitzas tefilas zav midas hatshuma. The way you're makbid on chatzitza by being tevel for a kodesh is not the same as truma. Shema kodesh im yesh bega tame. Vola tefilot. It's a beggar which is telling me what he wants to tell me. Im kosher hu, if it's tied, matar es kshoroi, if it's untied. You shouldn't have done with a chatzitza, because that's like a chatzitza. It prevents the water from getting in. Menage, im lachu, if it's wet. Menagvo, it's because you have to dry it first. V'halkach matviloi, and then you're tovo. V'chosem ishum, the dome of the chatzitza. That's like a chatzitza, because there's already something there, blocking it. But shuma im rotz al kosheroi, not only do you not have to untie it, if you want to tie it, kosher, you can tie it and then be tovel. Kelamani gmor mitahara. She nizer behemi shabo samach legomer. From the time when they became close to the completion of the process, shirin lekabel tumah leroyin mekabel tumah. From that point onwards, he was careful. There shouldn't be any tumah. Still, tzrichon tefillah the kodesh gmor mefarish time. A kli mitzarf mashe b'soichu. The kli connects everything which is inside of it. Oichlim chaticha is harbe. You have food which is in small, in many pieces. He changes the gears so that she b'soichu chaticha is oichlim harbe. The kli yachad one kli. But no got tummy be'achon him. Someone which is tummy touch one of them. Ha kli mitzarf only yos kulon chaticha achas u'nitum kulon. We consider this one big piece. So one big piece, tumah touches anywhere in the piece, the whole piece is tameh. We deal with this as one big unit. By kodesh, avolay b'tumah, elo oisa shenaga bo havi rishon. The first one that where the tummy touches is a rishon the tumah. But negas bo havi shniyah, then the second one will be a sheni the tumah. But negas b'shniyah shlishis, the third one will be a shlishi. Vashar taharis, because by tumah you can't, nothing, there's no revia by tumah, so the first three pieces will be tame, rishon sheni shlishi, and the fourth one is tor. Revi is possible b'kodesh, v'shlishi b'tumah. Possible means v'ena posel oid acher, as opposed to being a tumah which will make something else tame. It itself is not usable; it becomes tame, but it doesn't generate tumah. That's called possible. It is acher miyodov. If one of the hands became tummy, a tumah derabanan, she'en ometam be'el yadayim v'lo yisaguf, which only affects the hands and not the body. So the halacha is that hand's tummy, the other one's tor by truma, not by kodesh. Erchel neguvim, neguvim is dry, but it means over here neguvim means shayin neguvim miyameyan. They're always noguv. Shlahuch shurum l'tumah me'erlam. They never became mukshal l'tumah. You keep them by your dime messiahs. Shneas messiahs means that there's shane hands, thumb hands which are shneas. The truma. The kimla huksha loy mitzlob, even so you're touching it. Well, Terrence says, but it can't be makabatuma because it wasn't mukshar. For truma. Abalo the Kaddish, we go more first time in the work to talk about that. What's wrong with that? Oidan Shlanitma the Mesa, which became Tome Mace is a whole different ballgame. He went to Mikvah on the seventh day. He on the sunset. You can't get the full tahara until you bring the korban. So now he brings the korban. If he brings the korban, he wants to eat kodesh. He has to be tovel. Gomer first time in the Gemara to talk about that. So everything was, a lot of this will be explained in the Gemara.